Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the art. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you. I like to pay homage where homage is due. I appreciate everybody who took time out on that Tuesday night to rock out with us, meaning sitting on your phone and you're vibing out with us. I want you to kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. Only thing I ask you to do is open your mind. Open your mind outside of yourself and receive. You know what I'm saying? Just all of us. I believe we're all connected in some form or fashion. We all have different gifts, and if we just open our minds, you actually see, you know, how we all fit. So I'm not going to go into my inspirational nuggets right now, but like I say, if you can use those nuggets that I give you or different jewels that I drop, please use them. If you can't, toss them. I won't be offended, but I'm all about helping, because as I go and grow, I'm going to pass along to you the best way I know how. So, like I said, again, we got a lot of calls calling in right now. We appreciate you. We appreciate the time that you're putting in. And we're just going to go ahead and kick it with our first round of Lyrical Cypher. So, let's enjoy.
Oh!
Yes, I cried.
Yes, I cried.
Yes, I cried.
Yes, I cried.
black salamander. Crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was harder to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words spoke something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasins slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen. The sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden. Beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender. The black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story to God believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, sir, can you spare me a dime? And the preacher said, son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time. And the fiend said, sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way. But the preacher said, son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay. And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two. And by the third, he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother. Now he getting nothing but doves. He said, preacher, man, I just love the fish. Let's slip off and run down to the creek. And the preacher said, you know, we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week. And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supply, all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. Well, said, son, I've been down that same road you're on, and I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways. And the fiend said, man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back. He said, Reb, look at here. Have you ever tried crack? And the preacher man said, no, but to my God, that is nothing. So the fiend said, well, looky here, let me show you something. He reached down in his pocket, and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, if God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free. Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. Reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend it did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church? And the fiend he said, yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is gonna show me that kind of love? And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, man, we got church tonight. He said, nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, Rev, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes. But the rev said, only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the reverend shook his head like, boy, you must think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scamming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Because it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style, and until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed, and he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer, and just like it started, he had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
So the music goes out at 30.
Yeah, this it right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ days. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts are too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch it, cause faith tells me without a sign. It's nothing like the first few verses. See, this is deeper, like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper, I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy, reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. Another quick.
See, everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see, you two don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is war, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look on the bay, hoping to say there's no rage in the deal because I ain't safe. The mix you're flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical pecs, you wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it, China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusions. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're going to kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed our very first round of the Lyrical Cypher. I'm actually about to open the open mic lines in just a second. I do want to put out there that Saturday, if you guys don't have anything going on, please come out to Illusions Open Mic Night, and that's at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. We'll have a live band, artists. The same thing you do here with us, we keep it clean, we keep it positive. You get a chance to do the same thing in person. You get a chance to practice this over the phone, we can't see you. So you get a chance to continue to practice and perfect your craft. And you get a chance to do that at Illusions. Illusions, for anybody who does not know, just to give you guys a quick breakdown of what I do. I'm the founder and CEO of Illusions. Illusions is a performance arts-based business. We host community events like the open mics that we've had once a month for 9 years, by the grace of God. And we've been in the Arts Council for 9 years, once a month. And I think out of the 9 years, we may have missed 3 or 4 shows, and those were Weather and Death. So I'm thankful, you know, that God has placed this in my heart to do this and provide us all, not just you, me too, you know, with the opportunity to express ourselves through the arts. And to connect, because even though you're not an artist, we still support you on or off the stage. So please know that. You don't have to be an artist to be supported by us, you know what I'm saying, or by me. And I do appreciate my Illusions team who have been rocking me for 9 years. So I just like to pay homage. And with that, that umbrella of Illusions being the entity for the performance arts-based business, we also have the Lyrical Cypher, which is this radio show, another outlet to express yourself internationally. We are heard internationally. We've got up to 90,000 listeners via web. So I do appreciate the people who listen via web and the callers that call in and take time out to call in, because a lot of people don't know that you can call in. I know sometimes it's easier, more convenient at home. You're relaxing, you're chilling, you can just listen and go from there. That's cool. But if you want to be heard, make sure you call 323-642-1532. Again, the call-in number is 323-642-1532. if you want to be heard. And like I say, if you sing, if you are a comedian, if you're a poet, even though I'm a poet and a lot of people think, oh, God, Illusions is a poetry show. No, they think that because I'm a poet and I just happen to know a lot of poets. No, it is a performance arts-based business. So whatever your talent is, and if I say, and we still support you on offstage, please feel free to do that. Like I said, if you sing, you rap, as long as you keep it clean and positive, we are going to support you. And the reason I do that, I do the radio edit version because I want people to think outside the box. A lot of people have, and this is just my thoughts, have selective hearing. You know, and I'm praying not, it's easy to get, it's not, you can get diversity, but I pray for a diverse mindset. Think outside of your own box. Because a lot of us are caged in our own box, in our own comfort zone, and life is much more than your box. It's much more than my box. It's much more than yours. You know, so think outside your box. That's the epitome of faith. Have faith in something other than, you know, just what you think surrounds you. There is more to life than that. So hopefully that makes sense. But like I say, I try to give, you know, as I go and grow, I try to give to you guys. But like I say, Saturday, tell your friends about it, your family. If you're not in the area, tell your family and friends that are in the area. We got people who come from all over the United States to come to the show. And I do want to give a big shout-out to 242 Bahamas for rocking with us, for Boom Boom Room, for JD, for Carlos, Nikki, just different people who take time out to listen to the shows and who are avid listeners that listen on a regular basis. We appreciate you. And Faye, you know, we got a newcomer. We appreciate you. So I like to give, like I say, give you your flowers now. And I like to show my appreciation because you don't have to rock out with us. You don't have to rock out with me what I'm doing. And you took time out to do that. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap it up for right now and give you guys the floor. And the floor meaning I'm going to give you opportunities to either you can spit on the mic, you can sing, whatever it is your talent is, feel free to do that. And also, if you have something going on in your community, let us know so we can support you. If you have something going on in your business, you know, let us know so we can support you as well. You know, you never know, someone else might want to venture on with your business as well. So with that being said, I just want to give a quick shout out to Miss Nikki. How you doing, Nikki?
Hey, China. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, you know I wasn't going to miss it.
But thank you so much. And I most definitely give you my prayers. But I just had to give you a quick shout out and let you know I see you.
Thank you.
All right. Anytime. Please stay on the line. All right, everybody, that was Miss Nikki. And we got Faye on the line. What's up? What's up, Miss Faye? How you doing?
I'm good. And you, China? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I can't complain.
That's good.
Yeah.
I brought a little love poem for y'all tonight.
Uh-oh, I'm getting excited, girl. Right now.
This one is called Lost Without You.
All right.
Lost without you, every hurt you promised to undo. Found what many searched for their whole life, only found by a few. Amazed at my blessing, what would I do if I couldn't reach out and touch you? To be without you, one breath feels impossible. Thought I was whole, without you I'm just a shell. Lost without you, the world holds no memory for me. My only happiness is our shared history. I will love you till the end of time. My dream came true. You are mine. Love has never been this deep. My heart and soul rhyme. I would be lost without you. I will love you until forever has an end. And then I would ask forever to begin again.
Scared of that, girl.
Yeah, that's my loss. I told my friend that at the program, I said, I'm going to bring out a little bit of love poems tonight. I'm feeling good. She said, you don't have nobody.
About.
I said, thank you.
And it's all right.
That's
yeah,
when
look,
I did have somebody.
Speaking, but it's all good, though, because you're speaking to your new love. I'm claiming them for you.
Thank you. I need somebody to claim. Say a prayer for me.
Girl, say a prayer for me too. I'm single too. So yeah. Dude, look, keep count it all on joy. Yours is coming and mine is coming.
Well, that's gonna be my prayer tonight, among other things.
Well, thank you. Please put me in that prayer. I need it.
I will.
As Lord Jesus. I'm about to turn to Sweet Brown. Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Hey, Nikki.
All right, let me get Nikki on the line right quick. Nikki.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. A little under the weather, but I'm okay. I'm making it.
Oh,
how are you?
I'm good.
Thank you. That's good. That's good. I love the poem, girl. Here you go.
Thank you.
That's
I had
right.
to play Lost Without You.
You gotta
when she come to the show.
Gotta put it out there in the universe.
Look,
that,
put it in the atmosphere.
That's right.
Okay.
Gotta speak life over. It's already done.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I love y'all. Energy.
Well.
Please
right now,
my energy
is zero plus none. But
well, we gonna speak light over that. It's gonna get better.
Thank you.
And so some positive energy out there your way.
I appreciate you. I surely do.
Anytime. Well, y'all, please stay on the line. I've got a few more calls I've got to put on, and we do appreciate you. All right, ladies, that was Faye and Nikki in the building. Thank you so much. And we also got another caller on the line. We got Mr. Carlos. I call him DMX of Poetry. You'll find out why. What's up, Carlos?
Ain't no paying attention tonight, Faye.
Oh, let me get her on the line right quick. Faye, you say he's paying attention right now.
Yeah, I'm paying attention. Oh. I'm paying attention tonight, Faye. Ain't got no distractions and nobody around me. Got me all messed up in the head for a minute, so.
That's what I set out to do.
Hey, yo, I turn around and listen to the show again just so I can hear what was going on and what I end up sounding. You know what I mean? And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry about that, but I still had to go back and peep it out. Yo, so you keep spitting, yo. I like your poetry. You speak from your heart. You speak, you know what I mean? You're going to make somebody fall in love all over again.
I wish they would. Would you tell them?
I said, you're going to make love all over again.
I hope you know what, and if I don't, if somebody else does, I will be happy for them.
Amen. That's what I'm saying. I was talking about you
that's
make me and
be.
My girl fall in love again.
There you go.
Well, you're welcome.
That's right.
That's what's up. Oh man.
All right,
yo, I got another one. As a matter of look, yo, I got a little quick one right here, man. And I'm getting ready to take this into the studio, man. So, and it's a makeover. Remember Fire and Desire?
Oh yeah.
No, it's not Fire and Desire. No. This was If This World Was Mine. That's what it is.
Okay.
Check this out. Say If This World Was Mine. Hold on. If This World Was Mine, then my story is not hard for you to believe. It's like I would be known as Adam, and you would be my Eve. And the world is ours. There's nothing that we can't achieve. As long as we're searching for righteousness, that's what we shall receive. Now the serpent is going to come with all kinds of fruit. And he's going to come more than one time. But with God as my guide, and it's up to me to decide, I know that you will always be mine. If this world was mine, we would have everything, and none of the struggles in life or the stress that it may bring. We would live a life of luxury, and every day is like paradise. You would never have to worry about a thing as long as you remain in my life. Now, really what I'm saying is no matter what door that you open and find, know that this is all your world and not just mine. That's all. That was a quick one.
Wow.
No,
you're trying to make somebody
something.
Fall in love.
That's what's happening. I think you kind of know that, China, but it's what's happening.
Yeah, I know you are. Y'all are in love. Ain't nothing wrong with that, though.
That's my baby. That's my
baby. You know, I just got to go with it, though. You know what I'm saying? But I got to just slide her on real quick because she's not feeling well. So I just want to say, did you like that girl?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
You don't sound sad. Mm-hmm. You sound like you're feeling good right
No, never sad.
Go ahead now. Yep. Well, I'm proud of y'all.
And this world is ours.
Inspire me. Oh, you better say that.
Yeah.
I ain't missing y'all. But I'm proud of y'all.
I want y'all to, everybody to show up. I'm working on something. Nikki, she haven't even heard it yet. I haven't even really shared it yet. And but I got a little something special I was gonna do for Saturday night, man. So
right.
I got some. It's gonna happen.
I'm excited.
So for you too, China. It's something for everybody. But I'm include. It's something I'm doing with it, which I'm trying to include everybody into it. So just a little
That's
special. Cool. So yeah. So I'm just looking forward to Saturday night, man. So.
Me too, man. All right,
y'all.
Go.
Keep the show going, man.
All right, stand in line, y'all. I got you.
All right.
I already know. All right, everybody. That was Carlos DMX of Poetry. If This World Was Mine, that was hot. I cannot wait to hear, and I'm just putting it out in the atmosphere. You already know how I am. I'm a thinker, abstract thinker. But that song playing in the background, you riding the beat to it, and then Nikki sitting in the crowd smiling, cheesing real hard. I got to get a picture of that. So I'm just putting out an atmosphere. I know y'all probably laughing at me right now, but I'm a lover of love. I love love, and I just see how you guys have grown and evolved, and you continue to grow and evolve, and I'm proud of you. So just keep doing what you're doing. And Faye, I'm already claiming your love is on the way, and I'm claiming mine too. But yeah, we're just gonna keep right on rolling. But with that being said, got another caller on the line. We have C. Anthony Harris on the line. How you doing?
Yes. Good evening, Miss China. How are ya?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm blessed, positive, strong, and happy out here in Orlando, Florida. It's a pleasure to be on this lovely radio show. I'm inspired.
Thank you. That's awesome. We're glad to have you. And you said Orlando, Florida. I love Orlando. Awesome place to be.
It sure is. You can come down anytime. We got a lot of room for you.
Oh, yes. Most definitely. Look, I'll take you up on the offer. I'll be down there performing. I'm a poet.
Well, we'd love to host you out here for sure. So just let me know.
Oh, yeah. You let me know and we can make it happen. Most definitely. I'll receive it.
Indeed.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about, I know you have an organization, and I want you to just give you the floor and just let us know about it and how we can support you.
Oh, well, it's a great pleasure. And, yes, again, my name is C. Anthony Harris out in Orlando, Florida. I've been an entrepreneur for 22 years, and I just love helping people. And that's why I got into business, because someone helped me 22 years ago and helped me to change my life spiritually, mentally, physically, professionally, and financially. And I just got started in a new endeavor, six different entrepreneurial ventures that I'm on. And one of my partners who was instrumental to exposing me to your radio show and this platform, and I want her, because she's out there in the Kingston area in North Carolina, and she has some powerful information for all you lovely folks. So stay tuned, listen in, take this information, because this is a true blessing. So I'll bring on to the call and to the show my fearless leader and partner and expansion leader from North Carolina, Miss Kathy Sutton. Hey, Kathy.
Well, good evening, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited to be on this call tonight. This is Kathy Sutton from the great city of Kingston, North Carolina. And I'm so glad to be a guest on your show, China. Tonight, I want to give you the opportunity to learn about this new and wonderful business called P2S Travel. We are seeking pioneers in North Carolina and people who are interested in being key players in opening up the market and providing the tools and helping others in North Carolina to travel more for less. Yes, we are 11 to 12 key players who can help us to expand in all areas in the eastern, western, northern, and southern region of North Carolina. P2S Travel corporate headquarters is in Marietta, California. It has been in business for 6 years, and it is debt-free. It has paid millions in commission worldwide, and it has provided a global opportunity to many partners. The CEO and the founder of the company are David and Adela Hart, and between them, they have over 30 years of experience in both the traditional business and the direct sales industry. The goal of the business is for people to travel more for less. Why the travel industry? Ladies and gentlemen, this is an $8 trillion industry. Yes, I said it's an $8 trillion industry. The 10 largest internet company in the world. What makes our travel different? P2S Travel, Travel Club membership is an amazing value. You receive wholesale pricing and zero markup. And today, ladies and gentlemen, there is a 30-day trial risk-free. Yes, for 30 days, you can become a member in this program. Your membership is free, ladies and gentlemen. You are able to use everything that P2S Travel has to offer. But after 30 days, the membership is only $12.95 a month. Yes, but for the first 30 days, it's free. And what the membership offers is where you are able to save 50 or more on things you purchase every day. You receive discount on entertainment, shopping, and dining. And you receive also full access with net rate on hotels, resorts, cruises, and car rental. You also receive 200 free shopping and dining dollars once you sign up. And once you become a member after 30 days, you will receive 100 free shopping dollars and dining dollars every month. These are unbelievable perks that you receive, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, unbelievable perks. So what you need to do in order to receive these unbelievable perks for the listening on this call, for the listeners on this call tonight, you must enter this website on your smartphone or your tablet or iPad or on your desktop. Go to www.freeclubtrial.com. Again, go to www.freeclubtrial.com. CLUB trial, TRIAL.com. And don't forget to enter the promo code 47324. Again, don't forget to enter the promo code 47324 to have access to the www.freeclubtrial.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of my presentation about P2S Travel, and I just want to say thank you for having me as your guest on this program.
We are honored to have you.
And I really appreciate it, and I have enjoyed listening in to everyone who has called in.
Thank you so much. Well, we appreciate having you, and also, how can they contact you all if they want to start with P2S Travel? How can they contact you if they want to get started?
They can contact me. The number is 252 286-4194.
Okay.
Or either they can email me at ksutton4194@gmail.com. And that number again is 252-286-4194. Or my email is ksutton4194@gmail.com. And if they are not able to make verbal contact with me, they can text me their name, the telephone number, and I will make contact with them.
Okay. Well, we most definitely appreciate having you guys, and thank you for letting us know about P2S Travel. And stay on the line if you want to, you know, continue to enjoy the show, and we'll continue to put the word out there for you.
I really appreciate that, and thank you.
Oh, thank you. All right, you guys, that was P2S Travel in the building, and we're going to keep this show rocking. So I hope you guys got a chance to listen to the information and are able to pass it along. And if you want to travel, make sure you check out P2S Travel, most definitely. And don't forget that 30-day free trial. All right, so with that being said, let's go ahead and...
Would God have for me, it is for me. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, it is for me. It is for me. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, what God has for me, for me, it is for me. Oh, 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 it is for me.
All right, you guys, I know you were not expecting this, but I'm actually about to spit a poem live. And this is a piece called Code Blue that I dedicated to my grandmother, Annie Mae Roberts Simmons. She was, to me, my mother to me. And so it's a heartfelt piece, and hopefully you guys can relate. So I remember sitting there, tears cascading down my face, piercing my skin, slowly dying within, hearing those words. Those words, trying to come to terms with news. It was evident and destined to take place. Just not now. Not right now, Lord. Silently screaming, trimming to the sounds echoing profusely. Ears drumming a sad song before a live audience just as I enter the room. Iridescent indigo lights flashing, ripping my heart to shreds. How could this be? In the blink of an eye, a soldier, my spiritual soldier, lost the battle which preceded in death, the death of a fallen angel. I admired the fight in her, never proclaimed perfection, acknowledged her flaws, wrote them off as pure blemishes. Groomed me to love God before man, by no means utilized intimidation when they put their pants on the same as you. Color has no significance. Remember who you are and where you came from. You are not a product of your environment. If they talked about Jesus, baby, they're going to talk about you. Change comes from within. Pray and let your prayers have wings. Commit to praise. Stand tall. Humble thyself. Embrace your gifts, baby. Arrogance only profits in the depth of one's character. As I sat there, drifting, abandoned by Gibraltar, my rock, reminiscing on how she prepared me for days to come, knowing that one day her day on earth would have come to an end, with tears cascading down my face, piercing my skin, slowly dying within, hearing those words, cold blue.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Oh, sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help. When the enemy created world, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself. Encourage yourself. In the Lord,
Now, there's no misleading to the fact that I, too, ain't always got my sugar honey iced tea on the right track. But, baby, don't get it twisted. My time is well invested in what I call life after the storm. Wrath to the rage, try to write, but ink to no page, so I wait. Shh. Listen. You hear that? Silence. Then I thought to myself, I've always had the ability to see good in everyone else but myself. Why is that, I wonder? So let me make this simple and plain. You see, there's a misconception to the rule. Why is it that we must do unto others as we want them to do unto us? But the first sign of disorder and being weak, we have to be the bigger person and turn the other cheek. Let me give you an example. Love thy neighbor, they say. Lend a helping hand and you'll grow. When in the back of my mind, all I want to do is dial 911 because I done choked that hoe. I am not mean, but always misunderstood. But don't let the nice girl fool you. I can come out of retirement on you and get straight hood. And this just ain't something I heard. This is the truth and what I know. If you know better, you'll do better. I made my share of mistakes in life, so I strive to do better than more better has ever been. Stay 100.
Everybody, I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Hope you guys have enjoyed the second round of Lyrical Cypher. I'm going to go ahead and slide into the next round, and we got Mr. Carlos on the line. What's up? What's up, Carlos? What you got for us?
Hello, hello, hello. I'm back. I'm back. Let me see. The pain we feel. Neither physical or mental. No one likes pain. It's kind of like being on vacation, you know, and it does nothing but rain. See, to hurt physically is something that your body can feel. And a mental pain makes you want to lash out and kill. So how can you hurt the one that you love when you pray that God will send you this person from above? They feel they've been neglected. The feelings is hard to explain. Emotions running wild. Unstable is the brain. Unable to think clearly because of the pain in your heart. The flesh take over. Now the physical abuse starts. Yes, you love this person, but you only think to retaliate. You make irrational decisions, not thinking about your faith or the consequences of your actions, how they may affect others, your family members and kids, my sisters, my brothers. What about my pain? Do you want to hurt me? Oh, man, I dropped my paper. Hold on. Yeah, what about my pain? Do you want to hurt me? Do you want to hurt me too? The decisions that you make affects more than just you. See, I understand the frustration, but that is part of life. That is all a part of living united as husband and wife, for better or for worse, until death do us part. That covers all situations and the matters of the heart. So what happened to those vows? Was the pain just that deep? Does it hurt so bad that the promises to God that you can't keep? Maybe it's just me. Maybe I just don't understand. Maybe I can't fix things. But guess what? I know who can. I was one day when I was kind of like emotionally gone and stuff, man. I just had a lot on my head. And I know I ain't the only person that feel that way sometimes. But guess what?
Right.
God can handle it all, man, if we take it to him.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, and that's it, man.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate you sharing.
Yes.
All right, everybody, that was Carlos. That was a powerful piece, and it is true. None of us are perfect, and we try our best. You get what you can, but in the end, you got to give it up. I just said it today about just like that gospel song, when you're done all you can do, just stand. I can just give it away. Because it don't belong to you no more. All right, everybody, we got Miss Faye on the line. What's up? What's up, Faye?
I got a little something for you. I hope you like it.
All right.
Changes all around who we are. Being one way for so long, it's hard to change. Promised then I would always be the same. Changes happen. I fight it. To remain who I was from the start, my mind changed. This is a good place to be. One day I woke up to find changes happening all around me. I can't stay who I am, not if there is what I want to be. This figure doesn't fit my new role. There's going to have to be a new me. Can I remain the same in my spirit, my soul? I love you, to put it simply. Change my mind. I change my heart. I can feel it. The changes I can see. Changing, expanding, opening my mind. This person you need, that's who I want to be. I can't be any less for you. Something inside is transforming me. Changing me into the person I was meant to be. You are everything I need internally. With you, I am calm. I breathe easy. Sadly, I feel everything I live was a lie. Awakened, changed, I am your beautiful butterfly. And that piece is called Beautiful Butterfly.
Yeah, I love that piece.
Thank you.
Hmm. Yeah, that was beautiful. All right, now. Keep writing. Y'all be messing me up. Y'all had me digging deep. I wanted my book. I was like, you know, I'm going to dedicate this piece to my grandmother because she's been on my mind lately. And I was like, thank you. I'm trying to tell you, y'all had me inspired. So I was like, you know, I'm going to share it for me. I just picked up my book offline, and I was just flipping through it. And I was like, okay, let me pull something that touches my heart right now. And my grandmother's been on my mind heavy, and those different qualities I was telling, the different things she was teaching me, I remembered. Because you know how people, I can honestly say, you know how your family fuss and argue about what somebody left you. All the things she left me, people were fighting over it, and I didn't want it.
Because
I felt like she left me everything I needed. And those are the things that I called out in that poem, you know. Because even though it hurt to let her go, I knew, like, she prayed over my life.
Right.
Yeah, but, yeah, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. I'm trying to tell you, y'all got me going deep.
Well,
all right.
To let myself go.
You said what?
I just appreciate you giving me a venue to let myself go.
Yeah, it's
this
amazing.
Is cathartic for me. This is cathartic.
That's
for me.
Awesome.
That's how
that's
I release.
Awesome.
That's the reason why I don't kill people, because I write.
Mm-hmm.
So I release it. I release it. No, it's serious. If people get on your nerves all the time.
Yes.
And I just
yes.
Put it on the table.
It's best, like, I, girl, I got you. I release it on paper, like, if I'm drawing, if I'm designing, like, something artistic, I need it, you know, and I love nature. So I go out in nature, get my mind right, especially where I work. You know, I'm dealing with different emotions and just different things, you know what I'm saying, mental health issues and just different things as a substance abuse counselor. I deal with different characters, different disorders, different situations going on, different people. And something's different every day or whatever. Thank God, I used to go 6 days a week, but now I go once a week. But I still need a moment to regroup so I can go back in and do the same again. Yeah, so I always. You said what?
You have to process and you have to let go, because I realized that for. I was with my husband for 28 years, from the time I was 16 to I was 23. And I started seriously writing after I left him. And I released all of that. That I believe piece, that every time I say that one, it blows my mind.
Right.
Yeah, it just, I just put it on the paper.
It's a great feeling to be able to release that and let it go. And I know I say it a lot of times, like, because I use different forms of art therapy, like when I'm spitting my poems and just sharing my stories with my clients or with just different people when I do motivational speaking and life coaching and, you know, substance abuse counseling. Whenever I'm sharing that, and I thank God for my job allowing me to be me when I'm at work, so I can actually share my poetry. I can share that. That's actually a part of my job, what I do. And so I'm glad that I can do that and share those things and break those things down, because so a lot of people think that your vulnerabilities or your weaknesses, they're actually your strengths. When you start to own those things, own all of you, own all every bit of you, take ownership of your ship, I say that all the time, you will find the peace of mind that's been there all along. Just waiting
on
you.
The people that do, like, they do journaling, even if you, when you get on the stage or on this microphone or over the phone and you put it out there in front of people, it's more of a release. Because on the paper, it's just you still.
Exactly.
But when you put it out there for the public, it just takes a whole lot of, it takes a whole lot of pressure out of your chest.
Yeah, oh my God. Yep, that's what I say. I say once I say it, I give it to you. It don't belong to me no more.
Exactly.
Yeah, you just give it away, and that's what's happening. Like when I say the little slogan that I came up with, you know, here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. So every one of us are visionaries. owner off the stage, you are a visionary if you receive it. You know, like everybody got a gift and you share that. You never know, somebody might need that. Like what you're sharing, somebody probably need to hear that. Somebody probably need to hear the hope in that, you know. It's like, you didn't know I was single, but I'm just saying, like, wow, shoot, I need that too. Let me put me in the atmosphere too. I need to hear that, what you said.
Right.
You know? You see what I'm saying? So it's a domino effect.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that,
well, domino effect, butterfly. Exactly.
And then one person might, you know, 20 people might like a piece that I write. And then mm-hmm. one person might like a piece that you write, and that would change their whole life.
Exactly.
And you never know what you're saying might affect someone in that way.
Mm-hmm. And I remember, I don't know if you can attest to this, like, I'm pretty sure you can, like, when I wrote, like, that poem, I can use, for example, the poem I just spit tonight, that was a very, very vulnerable piece for me. You know, I remember when I wrote it, I cried writing it because it was hard for me because I remember that entire experience and what I went through that day when she passed away. I actually felt her leaving. And so for me to share that, but the way I looked at it, a lot of people look at death and stay in that place, but I found a way to get out of that place. You know what I'm saying? But it didn't. It took some time. It took a long time for me to get past that, you know, to let her go, because it was like letting my mom go. Even though my mom's
right.
here, but my grandmother was like my mom for me. And so letting her go was like, wow, there's somebody else who probably is going through the same thing with a mother or father or somebody who they were very close with, and they parted ways and not knowing how to deal with it and still stuck in that place. Why not share this piece to look at the good side
right.
of it? We all have to die one day. But
if she left you,
look at what they left with you.
Right,
look at
you
what they
someone.
Left with you as opposed to just them being gone. Because we all got to go someday. But remember
right.
the good
right.
stuff. Yeah.
And one of the reasons why I survived, my grandmother died when I was 11 years old. And the only reason why I love the way that I do, because that's what she taught me.
Exactly.
She taught me how to love.
Exactly.
I got one piece. I got to find it. I think it's called Words. But I said, I don't
mm-hmm.
even know where the words come from. Sometimes I'm shaking and crying when I'm done. And you know you
mm-hmm.
released something there. My
right.
hand is shaking. And you don't even know you're crying most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cathartic.
Oh, yeah. Well, you keep doing what you're doing, girl, and I appreciate that conversation because it's necessary. Somebody need to hear that, too, and we need to hear that. And I really believe that, oh, yeah, girl, keep doing what you're doing. I love your spirit, and I look forward to seeing you Saturday. But this is just a little something I've – oh, girl, anytime. So stay on the line, Faye, and with that, I'm going to go ahead and slide into my little as I grow and go and grow with you guys. It's my little message for you guys that I'm learning, and hopefully this helps somebody. So with what we were just discussing, and just want to tie up what was on my mind today, kind of just like in the zone, little meditation state, as I was working out today, I was just thinking about, you know, like, wow, if you take time out to hear yourself, you can heal yourself. I'm going to say that one more time. If you take time out to hear yourself, you can heal yourself. And I'm saying that I'm speaking as an evidence-based practice for myself, as the evidence-based practice. I'm saying as we talk, and you're talking to your homegirls, you're talking to yourself, you're talking to different things, because remember, the war is within. And the reason why I say that is because you battle every day with every decision. To get out of bed, to do what you gotta do, you know, to fight temptation, all the different things, even the temptation. This temptation doesn't have to be cheating. It could be cheating on you with Little Debbie. You feel me? Like Little Debbie cake or whatever. I'm just saying, like, with that being said, listen to yourself, hear yourself when you're venting, when you're going through a bad day, when you're fighting different things within. Just hear yourself so you can heal yourself. Because you ever sit there and be talking to your friends? And you're like, wow, I needed that advice. That's you taking time to hear yourself. That's you taking time to listen to you. because a lot of times we bypass listening to our intuition, our discernment. You know, men and women have it because we're so focused on trying to please someone else, trying to make sure everybody else is good and not you. Make sure you're okay. Take care of you. And I always go back to self-care, you know. Tapping into being a better version of yourself. And with, in order to do that, you got to tap, you got to listen to you. You know, sometimes we don't know, you know, saying we don't recognize what we're doing. And we don't recognize what we're doing ourselves, even with our health. You know, but just take time out to hear yourself and treat yourself better. So, and everything I'm telling you to do is, you know, just asking you to do. I'm not going to tell you to do it, but asking you to do if you allow it. You know, if it works for you, if it doesn't, it's cool. You can toss it, but these are things that I'm telling myself and I'm going to share with you guys. Like I say, as I go and I grow, I'm going to give it back to you. It's totally up to you what you do with it. If you toss it, I won't be offended, but just take time out to hear your needs. You know, like there's something that you need. You know, you might not be tapping into your gift as you should. You might not be tapping into your dream. You might not be giving your full potential in a relationship. You might not be giving yourself full potential in your health and your time to yourself and getting your life to getting yourself together so you can be okay for someone else. You know, we can't throw our baggage on somebody else and hope they clean it up and they fix it and make it look pretty if we don't know how to clean it up ourselves, if that makes any sense. You know, so I'm going to leave it there. And I'm just going to go ahead to the next round for the Lyrical Cypher. And I hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. Thinking out loud, ain't got a meal, but I got a few thou. Dance on the rear, make her say ah. Party over here, moving the crowd. Stepping on stage, more than a two-step. East Coast rave, born in the first state. Fire I blaze, days in the maze. Got a lot of purple, calling me haze. And I sway like 45 shade. Just get money, Junior Mafia say. Made a deal on the block, got paid. Deals with the rock stars, got made. No, not a slave, do my own thing. Switch colors of my clothes like a mood ring. Rock for the people, not for the label. Like tissue, money on the table. Straw hat, tilt with an angle. Ribbon that match, down to the ankles. Stop with the fables, cause they ain't true. Let's get money like time when the cable do. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, no ice grill with a Colgate smile. Ask if I care, I be like, nah. Keep a chick heels in the air like clouds. They be like, wow, how'd he get that? Cause I move a pound of the loud for a stack. You can talk slick, but ain't got ish. Lame in the game, ain't got no friends. Don't try to play me for a clown. You would get punched right straight in the mouth. Born up north, raised down south. Where them boys pull things, let them air out. In case town, yes it goes down. It could be late or daybreak now. Even up top, them things get popped. So I get in, get out, and don't stop. No, not a punk, but far from a dum-dum. Even in a parked car, you can get pum-pum. Thinking out loud, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, I get in, get up, and get down. Party with friends in a penthouse. That's how it is, or you can get out. Hands in the air,
Body rocking, bobbing, weaving, like you're boxing. Just for the evening, don't be a heathen. Look around, tricks for the treating. Like Halloween, St. Patty Green, Christmas wishes, New Year's Eve. This be an anthem for a dancer. Body enhancement, moving master. Dance floor, no place to park. Baby got back and placed it on the golden zip like Poland strip. Private dancing, I had to sit. So remarkable and rhetorical, overcomes all of the obstacles that he faced in a ratty race. Never disgraced, but so complacent. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking.
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous go on picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong, type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
Only 3% of the U.S. money supply exists in physical currency. The other 97% essentially exists in computers alone.
A lot of ink to print billions of pages, not one piece of paper to find. I need to draw a final conclusion, so I think of ways to evoke my thoughts. Anyways, I'm not practicing green attributes. Grab me from my roots, my carbon prints were long overdue. Writing on this thin wood, I'm through. Paper mache, my heart gets torn apart. My paper dial, so easily you discard my heart. All about self-gain, she has no space for my words, no lines of guidance anyways. Files out every time she plays. I was just a scribble, she doesn't understand me anyway. No hardwood floor to dribble. Could I get back a little? Her game, I couldn't keep up score. I ran out of paper so I could take it and bounce it myself. Always giving her cushion. Who needs paper when you know you're losing? Who needs paper when my heart you're abusing? So I'm choosing my sanity, so don't get mad. I'm sorry about the issues of your dad. Do I really need paper to chart my feelings? Do I really need more of that for my heartfelt healing? Should I rip and tear? Should I once again share? Why I need paper when my memory is so good without you? Erase the terrible times. Just want to document how many times I have been misunderstood. Spread these lyrics, even if they fear it. Spreading something new for my spirit. Do I need paper? Do I need paper? I don't need no paper. My memory is so good.
The United States government decides it needs some money, so it calls up the Federal Reserve and requests, say, $10 billion. The Fed replies, saying, sure, we'll buy $10 billion in government bonds from you. So the government takes some pieces of paper, paints some official-looking designs on them, and calls them treasury bonds. Then it puts a value on these bonds to the sum of $10 billion and sends them over to the Fed. In turn, the people at the Fed draw up a bunch of impressive pieces of paper themselves, only this time calling them Federal Reserve Notes, also designated a value of $10 billion to the Set. The Fed then takes these notes and trades them for the bonds. Once this exchange is complete, the government then takes the $10 billion in Federal Reserve Notes and deposits it into a bank account. And upon this deposit, the paper notes officially become legal tender money, adding $10 billion to the U.S. money supply. And there it is. $10 billion in new money has been created. Of course, this example is a generalization, for, in reality, this transaction would occur electronically, with no paper used at all.
With no paper used at all.
With no paper used at all.
A lot of ink to print millions of pages, not one piece of paper to find. I need to draw a final conclusion, so I think of ways to evoke my thoughts. Anyways, I'm not practicing green attributes. Grabbing me from my roots, my common risk were long overdue. Writing on this thin wood, I'm through. Paper mache, my heart gets torn apart. My paper down so easily, you discard my heart. All about self-gain, she has no space for my words, no lie for guidance. Anyways, wait.
See, after last week, I was all excited about the preacher and the dope fiend. But releasing it publicly, it revealed something to me that I've never seen. It really made me think about all the things that I did in my past. I thought about all the dirt that I did and all the fix that they had. And what did I do? Yeah, y'all know, I used to sell drugs. But I got a little deeper in the game than that. I was more like a straight up thug. From city to city and from state to state, I was steady chasing that paper. And if I couldn't get it from selling drugs, I just pulled me a caper. See, it was all about my money. Nothing else, it didn't matter. Do whatever you want, dummy. As long as my pockets was getting fatter. I didn't care who you were or none of your responsibilities that you had. I took your wit, your food stamps, your cash, as long as you just sweetened up my bag. I didn't care if your lights were cut off, or your rent was due, or your food was no food in the refrigerator. I sold dope to a pregnant lady, and yo, she just had to worry about that later. And for years, that was my mentality, y'all, as I ran the entire East Coast. I was leading my own folks astray, but back home, that's where I did it the most. And that's where it hit me. I mean, it hit me very close to home. Somebody was doing the exact same thing that I was doing. But to me, that was wrong. See, you can't sell that stuff to my family. You must have lost your mind. And just like that, y'all, I quit. I left the game behind. So I thought. Well, social media is booming, y'all. Facebook hooking me up with all my old friends. So I sent them a letter in the inbox. I was like, yo, how have you been? They said, yo, Carlos, I'm just getting out of rehab, trying to regain custody of my kids. Another friend was like, I'm out on parole, man. I just did a 9-year bid. And I just found out that Pookie, the young boy that used to make all the runs for me, his mama said he got caught back in 2008, and he won't be coming home until 2023. Another young lady that I knew, back in the day, she was a real sexy lady, but she got hooked on drugs, y'all. Now she the mother of 3 crack babies. I can only imagine how many went to prison, and even worse, ended up in their graves. This is why I had to change the way that I was living. Look at the damage I did back in the days. Now, even though that I've changed, y'all, later, and I'm still seeing the effects, that's why God put me back in the game. And I got to see if I can clean up this mess. So if anybody need an ear, or maybe just some encouraging words, remember, this is not another story. This is the truth, not just something that I heard.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed that last round of Lyrical Cypher. I know that I have. I hope you guys are enjoying vibing out with us. And I just want to give a big shout out to Mama D in the building. We appreciate you, girl. I hope you're killing with the shows, girl. I can't wait to see you on Saturday at Illusion. We're going to have us a good time. All right, so with that being said, we're going to continue to open the open mic lines, and this is the last round. So for anybody who wants to perform, feel free to do so. And we thank you for calling in. So I got a 252-527 on the line. What's up? What's up? This is China. 2527. Just want to check and see if you want to spit a little something tonight or you just want to listen. We got 252-527, next number 6. All right. Don't worry about it, but did you want to perform? Can you hear me? All right. Well, we just want to give you a shout-out, so please don't be shy. You don't have to hang up or whatever, but I just like to give a shout-out to everybody who's listening. And if you feel like getting on the mic, feel free to do so. Also, Carlos, I want to check with you and see if you want to spit anything.
I will give you a real quick one before we get out of here. But at the same time, somebody wanted to speak, China.
Hi, China. All right. How you doing?
How you doing, Mama D? You killing with the shoulders,
right? Huh?
I said you killing with the shoulders.
Oh, yeah. Still going at it, girl. Still going at it.
I know that's right.
Just want to tell everybody, tell God thank you, and I won't complain.
Amen. You better say that.
Amen.
All right, China. I had to get her to do that right there. She didn't even want to say that. Silly. Don't you put me on this.
that touched my heart.
Hey, yo, she liked your show, China. And, you know what I'm saying? She's going to be
thank
there this
you.
Weekend, too. Yeah. She
that's
got so she's here listening
to it.
Hey, yo, I'm going to read this last one real quick. It's called Hope.
You hear that woman? She said,
yo, this last one is called Hope. It's called Hope, y'all. It said, in times of despair, it's hard to be strong. Putting a smile on your face, acting like nothing is wrong. Your body language is different. Someone tells it all. You're an outgoing person, but today you're in withdrawal. Not a lot to say. Communication is shut down. Normally full of jokes. Why does disappointment frown? Are you just that bad? Are things just that bad? Seem like they never get better? Did a mailman bring you some really upsetting letters? Or maybe it's just the opposite. You received nothing at all. Or your folks decided that they can no longer accept the phone calls. See, somebody said something stupid. One of the guys from the other block. And he started out joking, but he just didn't know when to stop. Could have been no one. Something may have rose from within. And you just realizing the seriousness of the situation that you're in. Regardless of what it is, that may have brought on your sorrow. If it's this dark today, it only promised you a brighter tomorrow. That's it, y'all. No matter how bad it's going, man, it get better. Just keep your head up.
That's right.
There's always hope.
Indeed.
Yeah, that was one of them when I was sitting on the yard, man. Yeah, I got to. I think that's gonna be my next job after I leave this tile stuff alone.
Oh yeah.
And yo, that's what
you're
I do. I do tile work, yo. Anybody want their kitchen remodel, bathrooms remodel and stuff?
That's right.
I've been doing this for about 30 years now, man. So if anybody know me, check out my Facebook. I got a Facebook page. You can check out any of my work and all that. Commercial, residential, no job too big or too small.
All right. How can I contact you? What's the name of your business?
Oh, okay. Just hit me up. Carlos Seal, 252-520-3969. And my business, I call it the Donut Factory, but it's, like I said, it's ceramic tile. Any bathroom, showers, I can completely remodel your bathroom for you, snatch your bathtub out, build your stand-up shower. I redo your kitchens, backsplashes. I put tile in your restaurants, your studio, your barn, anywhere where you want some tile at. That's me. That's my job.
All right. Okay.
Yep.
Well, we thank
and
you.
If you want to laugh while we're doing and listen to me sing, I said, if you want to laugh and listen to me sing while I'm doing it, stay right there and we can laugh and do it together.
Sounds good. And I'm proud of you putting yourself out there. Thank you.
Hey, I just try to do what I do. Thank you. And thank you, China. You keep doing your thing, baby.
I appreciate it. I look forward to seeing y'all Saturday. And for everybody, please come out to Illusions Open Mic Night on Saturday at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 till 11. We will have the band in the building. And for anybody who has some songs that they want played, hit me up. Hit me in my inbox on Facebook. Or if you have my number, text me. Let me know what you have so I can go ahead and prepare the band with what we have. All right. So with that being said, last but not least, I got Miss Faye on the line. And we're going to get her to close out. What's
hey,
up, what's
China.
Up, Miss Faye? How you
hey.
Doing?
Hey. Carlos, I don't need no kitchen remodel, but you keep spitting that fire, I tell you.
I know that's right.
I can't hardly take it. I got a little something.
Okay.
I got a little something. It's called Naked. My willingness to lay naked when I write. The ink is my blood, the paper my confessor. I give all of me over to the pen. My worth is not measured by what you see. It's measured in all of me. Every detail of my existence is plain to see. The unwilling penetration of my person, of me personally. I have been taken, all of me, in lust painfully. Left behind, crumpled on the floor. This could kill me, or I could choose to rise once more. Survival is not guaranteed. Many don't make it. If I don't choose life, if you don't choose life, your existence is forfeit. Regardless of your circumstance, this life is worth living. To choose anything else deems you unforgiving. You may not understand why I choose to bear all. The responsibility of my writing is to help others who fall. That's Naked.
That was beautiful. That was hot. And on point, because we do get naked on stage, you know, and just performing and letting people know your vulnerability. That's perfect. What a way to end the show.
Well,
we do
appreciate
it. Well, thank you. Oh, yeah. But you keep doing what you're doing. I look forward to seeing you on Saturday. And, did you have a caller calling in? Because I got somebody, I didn't know if that was.
That's my daughter, Jay High. She's a rapper. 646.
Is that the 527 number?
No, 646.
Okay.
She might be. Is it 646 area code? It's New York.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess she didn't call.
Okay.
I'll get her.
Okay.
No, I'm going to get her because
she
said she was going to call. Y'all have a good night.
Well,
peace and love.
You too. Amen. All right, everybody. I hope you guys have a wonderful night. And I say to you guys all the time, keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. I don't even want to say the sky is the limit. Like, just keep doing you. Keep growing and keep going. And remember to reach back, help somebody else, and stay humble. And I promise you, everything, all your heart's desires, if they are good, will come to pass. The things that you desire will come to pass. Keep doing what you're doing. And do not give up on you. I know a lot of us spend a lot of time, and I got a chill saying this, you'll give up on you before you'll give up on someone else. And just think about it if you ever done that. I've asked a lot of people, you know, saying you have to ask yourself, like, what do you love about yourself? Think about those things. Tap into your self-awareness to get to know you better. A lot of people spend more time trying to get to know themselves through other people, vicariously through other people. Get to know you. Like I say, hear you. Hear you so you can heal you. You know, to get better, to be a better version of yourself. And remember, you are only in competition with the old you. Everything that you embody isn't all bad, but there are some things that we can always work on, you know. But that's just life, if you choose. But hopefully something I said tonight helps in some way. But like I said, keep writing. keep singing, keep making people laugh, whatever that is you do. And laughter, I promise you guys, laughter, it soothes the soul. So tap into laughing. Like when you're having a bad day, put on some comedy, make yourself laugh. Laughter through, and I learned this anatomy and physiology in college, and laughter resets your brain. So you're having a bad day, find a way to laugh. Do something to make yourself laugh. So you can move forward and move on so you're not stuck in that place. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We do this every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. I kind of run it, you know, different times or what have you. But I hope you guys enjoyed it thus far. And if you have any tracks, please send me all your clean tracks to lyricalcipherradioshow@gmail.com. And all that is meshed together, lyricalcipherradioshow@gmail.com. Send it to me. I need your permission to play the tracks. And we'll also have more tracks uploaded to put in a rotation. And we appreciate P2S Travel for sharing the information with us. And for anybody who wants to travel, check them out. A lot of different travel agencies you can get with. But like I said, if you can get some major deals, check them out. And, you know, it might work for you. So, with that being said, I hope you guys have a blessed night. Keep going again. Keep pushing. Keep praying. Keep dreaming. And peace and blessings. And I love you all. Good night.